Nate Kuhorn from the Edmonton Eskimos joining us. Big matchup for them this weekend against the Argos. Hey, Nate, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Good, man. It's Friday. There's a ball game on the weekend. Life can't be better, eh?
Oh, yeah. Life's good.
Yep. Hey, tell me, back in town, it's been a while. You guys looking forward to getting back on Commonwealth turf?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're very excited to be back home. That was a long road trip. Good to get the two wins out of it. But, yeah, we're definitely very excited to be back playing in front of our home fans.
What's it like when you guys are normally you're not on the road that long in the football season? You get a chance to sort of get away from the game a little bit, or is it all business all the time?
Mostly all business, but we had a couple of days off, and we got to go explore the Parliament Building and kind of stuff. And you know, you get to gel with your team a lot more on the road, so it's good for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because you know, getting that whole group together probably isn't something that's that easy with the size of a ball team. But when you get a chance to sort of get to know everybody a little bit better too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're around each other for, you know, 9 days straight. You see each other pretty much, you know, every hour of every day. So you definitely get to know certain guys a lot more.
You've been around this team now for a while. Tell me how different it is right now, just kind of that attitude, probably going into games expecting to win now maybe as opposed to the last couple of years. How much more enjoyable is it right now?
Oh, yeah, well, it's definitely fun winning. It's been a pretty big transition from this year to last year. I think the culture of the team just really changed. And, yeah, it's, you know, we know we're a good team. And we know we should expect to win. And, yeah, I don't know, it's fun being in the locker room. Yeah, we've got some really good guys in leadership, our coaches are leading for us.
Nate Kuhorn joins us here on the program as they get set to take on the Argos tomorrow. You guys, like last year, you were in a lot of games, losing a lot of close ones. Now you've learned how to win. Is it hard for a group at the football level, pro level, to kind of learn how to win games?
Well, again, I think it just reflects the leadership of the team. Yeah. Once you have leadership that knows how to create a winning atmosphere, it's a lot easier to expect to win when you're in that type of atmosphere and put in those type of situations.
Tell me about this matchup with Toronto. A lot of fanfare always when Ricky Ray comes back, but their defense is pretty tough as well. How do you guys match up against them?
I think we match up pretty well. They're a really good team. They're top in the East, and they got Ricky Ray. So whenever anybody's got Ricky Ray, they're gonna be a really good team. But I think we match up well. It's gonna be a good Saturday for football.
Third game in 11 days for them. Can you guys take advantage of that?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Do you try to do things differently to maybe tie them out? Or, like, is there something you change a little bit or anything?
Well, I don't know. We're just going to, execute our game plan we've been working on all week. And I've played on short weeks like that, too. And, you still get a few days to recover. So we still expect them to come out flying, playing full-speed football.
Take me back to that Ottawa game. You guys, it was kind of back and forth there a little bit, tight game the whole way, and you get that the points late to take the lead and win it. But coming off the long trip like that, that game must have been tough to sort of to put away at the end.
Yeah, definitely. It just shows the character of our team and, again, the leadership of our team. That's a game last year we probably, wouldn't have came away with the win. But, it's good. A win is a win at the end of the year when you look back. It's just a win. So, it shows the character of our team and that we can win in those tough situations on the road.
Nate Kuhorn joining us here on the program, getting set for the game with the Argos tomorrow afternoon. I know Mike Riley was talking maybe a week or so ago about the running game and how important it's been for you guys. And he mentioned you receivers blocking downfield and how much that gets guys fired up. Are you a guy that enjoys getting in that blocking game downfield?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love, I love getting involved. And if you can spring one of our running backs for a big run or, like, another receiver, it's awesome. You get just as much, praise in the locker room as they do. So, and obviously it helps you win games. That's the kind of championship effort teams need to win championships. So, we have a team that's got a lot of good blocking receivers and running backs and, our offense is really starting to kick into gear and fire on all cylinders.
And I imagine when you go back to the huddle after you blew somebody up downfield, those offensive linemen are letting you hear about it, eh?
Oh, yeah, they love seeing that stuff.
Yeah. Nate Kuhorn joining us here. Just maybe talk about, being back here, like you mentioned, and a chance to lead into Labor Day here, if you can get this victory sort of on a high with that matchup with Calgary sort of looming.
Yeah, it's huge. We definitely want the victory. And obviously, either way, that Labor Day game is going to be huge. But, we got to focus on what's ahead of us right now. That's tomorrow's game.
Good stuff, Nate. Well, hey, best of luck this weekend. Appreciate the time here today.
Thanks. No worries.